Our scripture reading for this morning's service will be taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17, the new life in Christ. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Did you have a wonderful and delightful Christmas? I did too, yes. We are still in the season of Christmas. That's why we have Christmas decorations until next Sunday. It's also Epiphany Sunday. We still have the final decorations we enjoy. The 12 days of Christmas began on Christmas Day, and today is the fourth day after Christmas. The 12th day of Christmas always comes on January 6th, which is Epiphany Day. So next Sunday, January 5th, 2025, we will be celebrating Epiphany Sunday along with all the Christian churches around the world. This morning, on December 29th, we are here to worship together on this last Sunday of 2024. And thank you all for being here in person, via online and telephone. I don't know about you, how you feel, but for me, it feels like 1 year has passed too fast to remember what we have done and accomplished, or what we have missed or unfinished. But one thing is absolutely for sure. It is truly the grace of God that has been with us the whole time during 2024. And we are truly grateful to God for everything in our lives, especially everything we have done together as a flourishing body of Christ. And I cannot thank you, each and every one of the congregation members, enough for being a precious part of the blessed year 2024. Now, I'd like to share with you a photo slide video as a beginning part of my sermon. This video, some of the highlights of our 2024, was compiled, created, and edited by our lay leader, Chris Lufkin. And it was first shared when we were having this year's All Church Conference on Saturday, November 23rd. Since then, it has been revised with more photos taken in December, too. Actually, this video's title is Flourish, and it is only 8 minutes and 14 seconds. Now, with our media team's help, let's watch it with our grateful heart. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Samantha, hi. Tell Olivia, hi.
Chris. Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks to Chris Lovkin and everyone who took the photos and videos and the media team. Thank you so much. Even though I was absent for 3 months from January through March in this year for my sabbatical renewal leave, all of you with the leadership of all the committed leaders and the help of the staff, the whole congregation members were so faithful and dedicated to God and the church that 2024 became another fruitful year. Again, I thank you all, each and every one of you. Flourish is the 2024-2025 theme of the annual the California Pacific Conference, initiated by and led by our Bishop Dottie Escobedo Frank. She urges all the CalPAC congregations to flourish, especially in the midst of all kinds of challenges, such as conflict, separation, and division, not only individually and locally, but also domestically and globally. We, the United Methodist, continue to accomplish our mission to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, as we always have been doing, still are doing, and ever will be doing by loving one another. In the Christian faith and tradition, flourishing in Christ is a biblical concept that means to live life in a way that is more like Christ and to thrive in all aspects of life. This morning's given scripture reading based on the common lectionary is Colossians 3, 12 through 17, a letter to the Colossian churches, Christians. To me, this Colossian passage sounds like a life manual for committed Christians. It describes the new life in Christ. Yes, it is an action plan for our heart, inside and outside. When you read this passage very carefully, you would realize that every single word and every single phrase signify that how we should live our Christian life every day and always, rather than only keeping certain seasons, such as Christmas. Yes, all these instructions given by Apostle Paul is a crucial guideline for us to follow so that we can be flourishing in Christ. Yes, flourishing in Christ involves maturing in faith, hope, and love. It is not about doing more, but about becoming more like Christ. Moreover, flourishing in Christ is missional. It is outward focused and involves helping others flourish. The last two verses might be the key verses that highlight Paul's point. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Then finally, verse 17 is the conclusion. Let us read this verse together. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We have had wonderful Christmas Eve candlelight services with the Holy Communion at both 7 and 11 p.m. this year. It was so good to see and reconnect with several longtime members who have not been active. And it was also delightful to have met some new people who thanked our church for offering Christmas Eve services to the community. I wish every Sunday could be Christmas so that people could desire to come to church more and that people can reach out more and be more active. As a matter of fact, our everyday can be a Christmas, and the Christmas miracle should be a year-long celebration, not just limited to the Christmas season or Christmas Day only. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. Being God's faithful disciples of Christ, we are called to flourish in our faith and love. Let us live every day as Christmas. I'd like to close my sermon with a prayer written by the pastor and author Max Lucado from his book, Because of Bethlehem, Love is Born, Hope is Here. Please join me in praying this prayer entitled, My Heart, Your Manger. Let us pray. Like the stable in which you lay, my heart is simple, frail as hay. But if you within me stay, make my heart your manger, I pray. Make my world your Bethlehem, centerpiece with heaven's sun. Make this night a shepherd's sky, quickened bright with holy dawn. Rush the air with cherub rings, brush the earth, let angels sing. A glimpse of your face, a taste of your grace. Be born in this place, I pray. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen.